Hiranohoshi 249. This day is a day wherein the gems of steadfastness must appear from the mind of man. Baha'u'llah. It was the typhoon season in Okinawa, a very exciting season. Today the children were all very happy that not only did they get to stay home from school because of the super typhoon that was about to hit them, but the high schools were closed too, so father, a math teacher, got to stay home. The whole family had gathered in the tatami room, drinking hot chocolate as the wind roared outside. "This is good storytelling weather," commented Mona.
"Yeah, please tell us a story, please, Mom," pleaded Shala.
All the children looked up expectantly, and Mother smiled as she looked around them.
"I have a story on steadfastness. How about that?" Mother asked the children.
"Steadfastness, what does that mean?" asked little Anisa.
The children all looked at each other, but no one could answer.
Mother laughed.
"Well, I guess it is good that I tell the story then.
Let's see who can explain steadfastness after the story is finished."
Once upon a time, there was a little girl who lived on an island. Mother began as all the children and father got comfortable on the tatami floor. This was a very strange island. It was very isolated. No one knew of any outsider that had visited that island for generations, and no one knew of any islander that had left the island in just as long. The people on the mainland could see the island, but whenever anyone had ever tried to go to that island, a very dangerous current would take the small boat out to sea. Not only that, everyone knew that that island was cursed.
"Ooh, need a ghost story," shouted Riaz.
"No, not really," laughed Mother.
"Let her go on, Riaz. Don't interrupt," yelled Shala.
She and Riaz were always fighting. There were no ghosts on the island, but there was something very strange about that island. All the people born on that island were born blind.
"Aw, poor things," sighed Shala, Mona, and Anisa all at once.
The people that lived there didn't feel sorry for themselves at all. In fact, none of them thought that there even was such a thing as seeing. To them, being blind was normal. They thought everyone in the world was like they were. Actually, they believed that the people on that island were the only people that existed. That beyond their island was just water and nothing else. Nothing else in the whole wide world.
"Wow, that is weird," said Asma.
"So," continued Mother, "this little girl lived on this strange island. Her name was Nina. Nina was different from everyone else that lived on the island. She could see. There was also one old man on the island that could see. He was the one that helped people when they got sick. They called him the doctor. Everyone on the island thought this little girl, Nina, and the doctor were so clever because they knew things that no one else could know. Like when someone was coming, even though they were too far away to hear. Or where things were that someone had lost. They just knew where the thing was, even when they were too far away to feel it. Everyone on the island thought that these were very strange and useful powers. None of them could understand the power of sight."
"Yeah, can you imagine trying to explain to someone who couldn't do it what seeing was like?" suggested Asma.
"Or what red or blue or green is," put in Mona.
All the children thought about that for a moment, and then Mother continued. Little Nina, even with her wonderful power, was very lonely, because even though everyone used her for information, like finding things and letting people know it was going to happen before they could hear or feel it, none of the children would let Nina play with them. They were afraid of her, and also she was too good at all the games because of her special powers. Sometimes when Nina was not busy finding things for people, she would climb to the top of the hill and look out over the water. And in the distance, she could see the mainland and the small village that was nestled there. Sometimes she could even see children playing on the beach. One day, while Nina watched the children playing a game of hide and seek, she came to an amazing realization. All of the children over in that village were just like her. They could see just like she could. Nina was so excited. She wanted so badly to go over there and play with them. She ran back to her village and tried to tell her family and her friends about the wonderful children living across the water who were just like her. They just laughed at her. "Nina," everyone scolded. "There is nothing across the water. This island is all there is." And, "Nina, don't let your imagination run away with you. We are the only people there are. There's no one else." Poor Nina must have been so lonely, said Shala. The other children nodded in agreement. Then, continued Mother, something happened to Nina's village that was very frightening. First, the old man who could also see got very sick. And since he was the doctor, there was no one else to help him get better. Then all the people started getting very, very sick. Nina was so scared with everyone around her sick and no doctor to help them. Because he was sick too. The grown-ups that were still well gathered to discuss what could be done. Nina saw them talking and ran to them saying, "Let's go over the water to that village over there and get help. I bet they have a doctor." They all started yelling at her, "Stupid girl, we don't have time for your silliness now. There's nothing beyond the water, only death." Nina was so sad and worried. She went to the bedside of the old man and with tears in her eyes, she said, "Tell me, Grandfather, what can I do? I want to go across the water and get help. I can see the village, but no one will believe me. Are they right? Are we really the only people? Is what I see real? There are many, many people on our island, and they all say that there is nothing beyond the water. I'm only one child. How can I be right and all of them be wrong?" The old man patted her hand and said, "Be steadfast in what you know to be true, no matter what others may say. Down at the beach by the big tree, there's a little canoe that I used when I was young. You can use that. Before you launch the canoe, throw a stick into the water and watch how the current takes it. Sometimes during the day, it will go one way, and sometimes another. When the stick goes toward the mainland, put the canoe into the water and paddle to the mainland. The current will help you. Do not go if the stick goes out to sea. The current will take you with it, and you will be taken out to sea. Go, little one, go and get help. You are the only one that can." At this point, Anissa jumped up and said, "Yay, go, Nina, go!" The other four children laughed. "Anissa, you're really into this story, aren't you?" teased Riaz. Mother smiled and continued. Nina ran to the beach. She saw on her way that more and more people had become sick. She hoped she could help them. She got to the beach, found a stick, and threw it into the water as far as she could. She watched as it sped out to sea. Nina was so disappointed that she started to cry. She threw another stick in just in case, and it too went out to sea. She sat down on the beach and cried until she fell asleep there on the beach. The next morning when she woke up, she grabbed another stick and threw it far out into the water. To her delight, the stick went straight for the mainland. She pulled out the canoe and was just about to climb in and push off when her friends came down to the beach. When they realized that she was going into the water, they did everything in their power to try and stop her. They kept telling her that she would surely die if she went into the water. "There is nothing over the water except death. Everyone knows that," they all said. She shook them off, pushed the canoe into the water, and jumped in. There was a paddle inside the canoe she tried to use. It was very difficult. At first, the canoe kept going around in circles while her friends screamed at her. Finally, she figured out how to paddle, once on one side, then on the other. The current helped carry her to the mainland. As she pulled onto the far shore, a crowd gathered around her. They were all so surprised to see someone from the crazy island. She told the people all about her island and how the people were sick and needed help. A doctor and some others came to help the people of her island. Thanks to Nina's steadfastness, the whole island was saved. Also, they eventually found the cause for everyone's blindness and a way to help them with that, too. Mother finished and all the children clapped. Yay! "Now, who can tell me what steadfastness means?" asked Mother. All the children just looked at each other and then at Mother. Mother smiled and said, "Steadfastness means standing firm and not being pulled by other people to do or think things that you know are not right." Nina was steadfast in her belief that there were other people who could help them. She knew something that others did not have the capacity to know, and she didn't let anyone talk her out of it, doing what she knew was necessary. So, I want you all to be like Nina. Don't ever let your friends talk you into acting or thinking in a way that will let someone else be hurt, or in a way that is not right. "How do we know what is right, Mom? Sometimes people don't seem to know," asked Mona.
"That is why we have manifestations of God," put in Father, who had been listening quietly the whole time. "The great teachers from God tell us what is right. They are the standard, the way we know what is right and what is wrong."
"Who can name some of the manifestations of God?" asked Mother.
"Christ, Buddha, Moses, Muhammad, Krishna, Zoroaster, the Bab, Baha'u'llah,"
the children all shouted at once. Mother finished with this. "This day is a day wherein the gems of steadfastness must appear from the mind of man." And as she said it, she went to each one of them and touched their heart as though she were taking a gem from their heart and looking at it, smiling and putting it back.